AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There's good news about your money. Stocks are up this morning. Investors encouraged by a surge in Chinese stocks today. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
Stock prices posted strong gains at the opening, though nothing like what they'd seen the last couple of days. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 1.25%, about 200 points in early trading. Prices on the Shanghai market rose by more than 5%. That's their strongest advance in 8 weeks. And U.S. economic data continued to look good. The economy grew at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, far outpacing forecasts. And first-time unemployment claims were down. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Dow is up 270 points at the moment. Now to the sad story of the two TV journalists shot dead yesterday while doing a live on-air interview in Virginia. The father of one of them, 24-year-old Allison Parker, says he'll now work to stop gun violence.
I mean, there are just too many guns in the hands of crazy people.
Andy Parker cried as he told us that his daughter would text him every day asking how he thought she did that morning on TV.
I'll never see it and I'll never hear her voice again.
The shooter, a former colleague of the journalist's, killed himself after sending the news media a document saying that he'd been harassed and treated unfairly as a gay black man. The Pentagon says the two Americans killed in Afghanistan in an apparent insider attack by Afghan soldiers were Air Force Special Ops troops. A captain from Lexington, Kentucky, Matthew Rowland, and Staff Sergeant Forrest Sibley of Pensacola, Florida. Closing arguments underway now in New Hampshire in the trial of 19-year-old Owen LaBrie, who denies raping a 15-year-old prep school freshman as part of a graduating senior's tradition to have sex with underclassmen. This is AP Radio News. So what does Hillary Clinton really think about the talk that Vice President Joe Biden might run for president? Our Mark Smith is at the White House with the answer.
On a stop in Iowa, Clinton told reporters she and Biden are not just former colleagues, they're friends.
And I have a great deal of admiration and affection for him.
And she says whatever the vice president decides, she knows she'll have to fight for the Democratic nomination.
I always thought this would be a competitive campaign. I don't think anybody should have thought otherwise.
And after enduring what she called the heartbreak of his son Beau's death, Biden should now, Clinton says, be given the space to make this difficult decision on his political future. Mark Smith at the White House.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is in South Carolina today for a conversation on the law, including the Constitution and potential Supreme Court vacancies. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.